what I wanted to do was to develop a story based on the beliefs and philosophies of Roger. And that's how it started. And then as I was doing my research, what became very apparent to me that it was really a love story here about Roger and Chaz that really spoke to the mission of the Black Ensemble Theater, which is to eradicate racism, and was an opportunity to tell their story and promote how two people who are so very, very different overcame all those differences just to love each other.
What was it about this romance that you felt maybe more people needed to see and appreciate?
Well, it spoke to the fact that we as human beings have so much more in common than we have that differs. And if we can get past those differences, that will help us understand how to live in the world without oppression and racism. And I just thought that this was a good example of two people who innately understood how to get past those differences to find a great, great love that they had based on everything that they did have in common.
Let's talk about the production itself. The two leads are young Chicago actors, Kevin Pollak and Rashana Dewan. And it appears just from seeing some stills and reading about these are really talented people that are adaptable to playing different ages and obviously all the struggles that that Roger went through with cancer.
Well, first of all, they're phenomenal. That's the first reason. I had to have actors who could not only be excellent in creating the characters, but could also sing, that could also surpass ages and go from young to old, but who would also understand the kind of depth that they would need in order to pull this off. Roger is an icon. He's still in our minds and our memories. It has not been that long ago that he passed away. And Chaz is still here, still running the business, still communicating, still very, very visible, and still keeping his memory alive. So it was vital that the two people who played these roles were phenomenal, and that's why they were put into the parts.
What challenges about their marriage did you want to help bring out in this performance?
Well, they had challenges that most couples have, except they had the racial challenges that come with interracial relationships, even though one critic said that was 1992 and interracial relationships were not that big a deal. Well, that's absurd. It's difficult today. Interracial relationships of any kind of racial content is very difficult for people to deal with, period. A lot of folks want to say this is the post-racial era. That's absurd. I'm Black. It ain't post-racial at all. In fact, it intensified when we had an African-American president. It got rougher than what it was. And all you have to do is look at how this president was treated so much differently than the other presidents to understand the racial intensity in this country. It didn't matter that Roger was an icon. It didn't matter that they were well off. Those things didn't matter when it came down to them being Black and white. They still had to deal with those issues. Yes, they dealt with it with dignity and strength and courage, but the fact that they still have to deal with it is the point.